Give me the flats of dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah.
And get ready for some magic.
Oh, that's awesome eat, man.
I got one.
Oh, damn, I got it. You got it. I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yeah. Boondoggle. How's it going, everybody? I am the host of the Monday Night Kickoff Show, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. I have some very special guests for the show tonight. We'll get to them as soon as they give us a shout here. RCI Optics. If you're not familiar with RCI Optics, RCI stands for Right Coast Independent. And some local boys here on the Space Coast over there in Cocoa Beach. Let them tell their story as soon as we get them on the line here. And but before we do that, let's see. Yeah, I'm talking about BCS on mute, Chuck on high. I like it. Want to congratulate a couple of people real quick and thank a couple of people actually for stepping up and taking care of some business for me with Kayaks by Boat. We started a pro staff of sorts to help do some demo days and whatnot. And, you know, I made some selections of some folks I thought would do a good job for us that were local to us, wouldn't have to drive too far to come on out and help out, do some demo days, some seminars, that kind of thing. You know, help with Tom and Lynn with some sales and whatnot. And, I'm pretty pleased with the group that we got so far. We've got, of course, he's in there in the chat room, Mr. Pepe, Jose Vidal, and then Lenny from Black Dog Custom Rods. Those guys are going to be my Diablo people. If you have any questions about Diablo Paddle Sports and you're going to come on down to Kayaks by Boat and take a look at them, hit those guys up. They know everything there is to know about those boats. I also have Mr. Wade on the team, Wade Holloway, Holla. he's on the team there. He's representing Native Watercraft for us there at the shop. And then, of course, Mr. Allen, a.k.a. Turtle. Just bust his chops. He's helped me out with the Jackson stuff. And I also have Mr. Steve Brand, who's going to be helping us out with some Wildy stuff. It's going to be good, man. So we got our first demo day coming up the 19th, so two Saturdays from now. And should be a lot of fun. I know there's going to be a pretty good turnout for that. I'm pretty excited about it. And yeah, it's going to be good. You laugh out loud, Mr. Turtle. Whatever. You got to have a nickname, man. I guess fish for reds or whatever, you chasing reds, whatever, whoever you are. But anyways, so, man, what a night. We got a big, huge football game, BCS championship game. We got Notre Dame and Alabama, depending upon where you are located or where you were raised, it's probably going to be who you're going to root for. I'm a Gator fan, and I'm going to take this opportunity to bow down to Mr. Adam Hayes, who I talked a lot of trash to before the Louisville game, and I had to eat crow. So, yeah, that's pretty much how that went down. So my Gators got whooped, and while I love my SEC teams, and I'd love to root for my SEC teams, I don't really like the Crimson Tide. So go Notre Dame, fighting Irish. Whatever. Let me see real quick. I think I have. Stand by. It's Mr. Rory Gregg.
What's up, brother? Happy New Year.
What's going on, buddy? I got who's your prediction for tonight's game?
I'm right on par with you, bud. I don't like Nick Saban. I mean Saban. So, and be it that, you know, I'm an Irish guy, gotta pull for the Irish.
There you go, go Irish.
And I was eating a lot of crow too when it came to the Gator game because my wife's whole family is from Louisville. So,
wow.
You know,
yeah.
I think the boys from the old boys from Gainesville had too much fun on Bourbon Street and kind of came in thinking they already had that game won. And, you know, that quarterback for Louisville, he's a stud, man. I mean, he's a warrior for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm getting a little sentimental over here, starting to choke up a little bit. So we're not going to talk about the Gators anymore. But
No worries. At all. Hey, you know, there's always next year, right?
Yeah, man. So tell me what's going on up there in the wonderful world of Jacksonville.
Well, you know, it's been hit or miss, a lot of crazy weather. Again, just, you know, wanted to wish everyone a great holiday. Hope everyone had an awesome new year, first off. And I know I was kind of out of pocket for a couple weeks there, but just spending a lot of time with family and such and getting on the water quite a bit. Only a few charters, but just a lot of family time on the water. And a typical pattern this time of year, a lot of fluctuant weather patterns, and I love your post on the FB the other day about how you wanted to fire the weatherman once again, you know?
Yeah.
So, as I always say, it's the only job that you can be right 20% of the time and keep your job. So, you know, this time of year, I don't believe it till I see it. So, you know, we watch the weather. I mean, I got the Weather Channel on right now on NOAA and, you know, sitting there checking out what looks like to be a pretty good week coming up. And one great thing about living in Florida, brother, is we don't really have too much of what I call an off season here, which is our short-lived winter. So we have pretty much coming to a close. You know, December, January, kind of time to wind down, enjoy the holidays, and then things get really fired up again February throughout the year. Lots of events, tournaments, all kinds of stuff coming up. So. Just spending a lot of time gearing up for tournament season, planning some seminars, doing a lot of networking, you know, penning some articles, and, you know, charters slow down a little bit right now, but the fishing's been pretty good overall, other than in your neck of the woods.
Been good, man. Haven't been out yet this year. Kind of upset about that. But prior to that, wow, brain fart. What did I do? Oh, a bunch of us went over to the lagoon, and we found a few fish here and there. Almost got run over. Talked about that a little bit on Steve Chapman's show there, Fishing Florida Radio. And, yeah, almost got run over by a guy in a Ranger, and I'm going to steer clear of that.
Burning across the flat right at you?
Yeah, pretty much. And, but when we got on the initial flat, I found a nice 32-33-inch redfish, caught him on the plastic, watched him eat it. That was pretty sweet.
Nice.
Caught towards the end of the day. Didn't do a whole lot after that, but towards the end of the day, me and, and Chris, who's in the chat room there, Production Chris, I think is what he's calling himself in there, we were both paddling back towards the ramp. And, you know, I'm just paddling. He's fan casting and whatnot. And I turn around and look, and I thought I saw something move. And I said, Chris, I said, you know, I guess I can't catch any fish. My line's not in the water. So I made one cast, and it was like, as soon as the lure hit the water, man, fish ate it right in front of
me.
He was pretty mad at me there for a second, but anyhow, it was
awesome.
I heard
they've had some good tailing going on down there this time of year. Really look forward to coming down there in February for the big event.
Yeah.
Also, just wanted to put a shout out to you guys and thank you, you know, to yourself and Mark and doing the interviews and everything that pulled together for the gaff feature. It turned out really nice.
Yeah. I wanted to that was what I was going to get to next. I was going to thank you so much for that, man. That's awesome, man. That worked out really well for us.
I was
it could have been a lot of
fun. Yeah, for sure. And everyone can go on gafflife.com, and it's free to register for the free e-zine or the online magazine. And usually after the circulation goes out in hard copy, they do have it at some of the public's locations around the Southeast. It kind of varies a little bit, but you can also just go on there and register for it. It's free. And then usually after a few weeks, once publication went out at the beginning of January, they'll actually send you a link to the online publisher tool where you can go through it. And yeah, the article turned out, and I was stoked. I mean, it's always a surprise from a editorial standpoint. You know, I never know where it's going to be placed in the mag or, you know, how it's going to be hyped up. And it really came together well, time-wise and relevance-wise from the standpoint. It was a conservation issue and the boondoggle event and being, you know, in a conservation area of the NMZ, it all really tied together. And then surprise, surprise, as you know, when I texted you all stoked that day when I got my copy in the mail, ended up being one of the feature stories on the cover. So just really stoked, you know, to get some good pub for the event.
Yeah, it's going to turn out really well, man. I know the numbers we're looking at now, I don't think tell the whole story, man, because there's so many people that are coming to the event that are bringing friends or bringing entire groups of anglers. So it's going to be interesting to see how many people we got. But listen, I think I got my my guest for the evening on hold here. Real quick, brother, I appreciate the call, but give everybody your plugs, man. Tell us how to get a hold of you if we want to book a charter with you.
Yeah, you can always reach me at 904-208-8900 and always log on to ChicopitBay.com, and you can always find me on Facebook as well on my Chicopit Bay page, and shoot me an email at RoryAustinGreg@yahoo.com, and look forward to having anyone come up anytime. Good times as always.
Sweet. Well, we're looking forward to being able to fish with you, man, down here at the Boondoggle. So, but listen, do me a favor, give us a shout next week, and I'll give you some more time, man. I just, you know, in a rush tonight.
Yeah, no worries at all.
I want to keep everybody, so coming to the games, pulling everybody's attention.
Yeah, no worries. Y'all have a good week, and I'll have a real good report come next week with this good weather pattern we're about to hit.
Sweet, man. Sounds good. Take it easy, bro.
All right, have a good
night. Later, man. And let's see. My switchboard working, maybe. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. Hello.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. Just listening in after the holidays.
All right on, brother. You just going to hang on hold there?
Yeah, man.
All right, cool. Turns out that was not my guest. Anyhow, so where were we at? Boondoggle, yeah, we know what that's going to be all about. Let's see. Chris, there in the, where was I going with that? Goodness gracious, what's going on with me tonight? Chris is a proud new ProStat member for Hobie here on the Space Coast. There, everybody in the chat room, feel free to congratulate Chris. I feel that it's a very well-deserved placing on a pro staff. Chris busts his butt and has done a lot to get to where he's at, man. Proud of that guy. I'm blushing, he says. It's funny. And from talking about Chris and his and the fact that he's the greatest fisherman in the state of Florida, we go to Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
Hey, it's Tony up at RCI Optics.
What's going on, Tony?
Hey, not much, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. Doing great. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio.
Everybody
glad
to be on.
There in the chat room there. And to those of you listening either on the podcast or live streaming on our new apps that we have for iPhone, Android, that are free, by the way, RCI Optics in the house. Sweet. new sponsor to the Boondoggle.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun little truck for us to go ahead and be able to make it out there. It's actually like, our backyard, we kind of grew up around that area and, no motor zone. So that was like our little stomping ground. So. It's pretty cool to go ahead and see you guys out there.
Yeah, man. Now, basically, give us kind of the rundown, man, about how you started this whole deal. And I know, first and foremost, these guys, talking about your company, RCI, not only are they local, but they named their frames after, most
local
of the brands.
Couple
of the most epic fishing / surfing spots here on the Space Coast, which I think is pretty awesome. So tell us how you got started, man.
Well, let's see here. I mean, we basically come from the retail side. Troy and myself, we've been in business with each other since we were roughly 20 years old. So it was just pretty natural for us. We come, like I said, from the retail side. So, we've been selling sunglasses, including all the name brands that you see out there, for roughly about 14 years, And so we've seen a specific want and need. And, to truly develop a high-performance piece of eyewear that was really specifically made for, the East Coast waterman. That's why, we called it RCI, right, because independent. So it was pretty cool that, the project evolved from there. It's, Troy, my business partner, and Travis, his brother, my brother, Rob, so... We're basically, the cohorts that basically, started this. And we just use our cumulative knowledge of the industry over time that we've developed and went out and specifically made something that was, tuned in for the East Coast waterman. So it was actually a pretty cool project. I mean, it took us roughly about a year's worth of R&D before we seen any product in our hand. But it was like, watching your first baby born, just a long time in the wait. And then when it happened, it was a... we were all pretty stoked about it, and it just kind of took off. And the cool thing about it was when we did it, we didn't know how well it was going to be received. We just knew that we were going to spend the most money on the technology that we could and just make it, specifically for, us watermen right here on the right coast. And because we do things just so much differently. So we designed it to be as polarized as it could possibly be with, watershed coatings that weren't a dip like a Rain-X or anything of that nature, but something that was a permanent application on the inside and out, something that had ultimate clarity and polarization and as far as color hue, just little things like that. And to top it off, we set it where, the impact rating was military rated, the ballistics, MilSenna 662. So, it was one of those things where people were like, why did you make it bulletproof? We're like, well, we didn't really bulletproof it. We kind of made something that could handle, a jig being spit back out or what have you, or if you're on your motorcycle, or if you are hunting or something of that nature. We did something for your consummate, fishermen, outdoors, Florida sportsmen, et cetera, et cetera. So that's basically the nexus of the operation, So it's been pretty well received with, a lot of our friends and, people in the industry, as far as anglers are concerned, that's where we seem to really be taking off really well.
All right. Now, there, as far as I know, your glasses are manufactured in Italy?
Yes, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Nice. So, being an Italian boy myself, I could appreciate that.
Anything for you, right? Anything for you, you know? But, you know, I mean, unfortunately, the infrastructure here in the States is not quite where it used to be at when it comes to manufacturing. And the pinnacle of manufacturing, as far as eyewear is concerned, as far as technology is concerned, is, you know, an Italian-made frame. It really is. And so if you're going to have something made, I mean, that's where you go. You know, and we didn't want to cut any corners. I mean, and people know that. They can see it. When they feel the quality and they see the quality and they put it on, I mean, they know they got a good product in their hands.
Well, you know, now, I know some of the guys that are sporting your eyewear. Willie Lee.
Cool.
I mean,
yep, Captain Willie Lee.
He's a next level guy, man. He's giving you guys a lot of really good promotions and stuff. You know, and I know that a lot of the guys that are sporting your stuff are much like myself. They're not just bandwagon jumpers.
Right. You know? Absolutely. No. I mean, Captain Willie Lee.
Water, so.
Absolutely. No. You know, Willie has been a longtime customer of ours. You know, so he's owned just about every name brand product that was out there. And he just happened to pick up a pair, you know, from the shops, and he took them out there. And he was very, very impressed. And he's like, wow, you know, this is working. I mean, this is a really nice product. And when we thought about it, we were like, wow, what a better ambassador than Captain Willie Lee. You know, I mean, the guy, you know, he surfs and he's down with, you know, I mean, the fishing and, you know, on the conservation side. And I mean, likes reggae, indie, you know, I mean, all that good stuff. And we're like, you know, he embodies what we were thinking. So as a brand ambassador, I mean, we couldn't, you know, like anybody else. And like you said, he doesn't, he's not the kind of guy that jumps on like any bandwagon or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that always flirt with him as far as like getting him on. So we were really proud of the fact that, you know, he wanted to go ahead and represent us. And so it was pretty sick.
So how many frame styles do you have now? Is it still just the two, or have you come up with
right now we have two frame styles with one coming out in like middle of February, hopefully the middle of February. It could be as far as, you know, the end of February, but right now we have the Monster Hole and we have the Second Light. And if everybody knows anything about, you know, surfing or some iconic breaks and what have you, I mean, Monster Hole out there in Sebastia Inlet, you know, with its, you know, lurking native, you know, sharks and beasts and what have you. And then, you know,
yeah, they don't call
it
Monster Hole for nothing.
For nothing, no. You know? So, I mean, yeah, so, you know, our frame that's part of the Leviathan series, which is like the military-rated frame material and lens, is on the Leviathan series, which is the Monster Hole. So the other frame that we have is the Second Light. And, you know, I mean, anyone that's familiar with the most, you know, iconic, you know, beach break around here, in the Cocoa Beach area, Brevard County area, it's going to be, you know, Second Light as far as, like, you know, the central area. So, and lastly, the third frame that we have coming up in the collection is the Mosquito Lagoon. And there's a lot of fanfare on that one. A lot of people are really absolutely, you know, looking forward to seeing that one right there. So I think people are going to be really happy when that one comes out. So,
well, it sounds cool. I like the name. Catchy.
Yeah, now Troy and I originally, Troy's sitting here right next to me. What we're going to do is we're going to pass the phone back and forth. Originally,
yeah,
we're going to go ahead and do like a big conference call. But
right.
the phones that we were going to go on, the battery life wasn't that much juice. And then I looked at his phone and his battery wasn't looking that good on his cell phone and what have you too. So mine had a full charge. So we're going to go ahead and pass this thing back and forth for a little bit here, Chuck. But listen, I'm going to talk back to you here shortly, real quick, but I'm gonna pass the phone to Troy so I don't like overly monopolize this time.
No,
okay,
no worries, that sounds good.
Okay, all right, hang on. Hey,
again,
Chuck,
folks,
how's it going?
What's going on, buddy? Again, folks, we're talking to the guys from RCI Optics, located right here on the Space Coast, actually over in Cocoa Beach. What's going on, Troy?
Oh, not much. A little snafu on getting on to the show here, but I appreciate it. You were patient.
No, no worries, man. And so I'm inundated right now. We have a chat room, in case you guys didn't know, for the show, a live chat room, and I'm inundated with questions, guys asking questions about the glasses and stuff.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
A couple different things real quick. Do you guys foresee doing prescription lenses anytime in the future?
No, it's going to be an issue with the material that we're using and the way our lens is constructed to get prescription done. It's a... It's a very complicated system that we put together, and I don't think they're going to be able to do it in subscription. If they do, it's going to be down the road because it's going to take a little bit more R&D to delve into that one. I mentioned it to the, you know, we've looked at it, but it's just the construction is it's pretty complex, and it doesn't allow itself for the prescription world as it is right now. Might come out with a lens down the road that can be done in prescription, but this current lens, it's not able to be done.
Yeah, no worries. So that answers that question. That's cool.
Yeah.
Then I got a couple other questions here real quick, brother. I'll throw at you.
No worries.
As soon as you got on, man, you're like you're the question hound here. Fathead people glasses. I resemble that remark. Which one of your frames is maybe designed or kind of developed or would look good on a dude with a big noggin?
The monster hole lends itself a little more to the large heads, just because, as we call them, the big melons. But the material that we made that one out of, the Ballista 2.0, is a moldable material. You can actually shape it like you do a mouthpiece when you're a kid back in football, you know, playing Mighty Mite football and stuff. But you take it, you can heat some water, you can dip it in the water up to the temples by the logo, pull it out, flex the temples out or in. You can tighten it, you can loosen it, cool it under your sink water, and it'll stay.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so it's really cool material. And the frame itself is designed to fit a larger head. Now, the Mosquito Lagoon, is going medium to small. The Second Light and the Monster Hole are going medium to large. Now, you can shrink. Yeah, you can shrink the Monster Hole down, too, and you can make it a smaller, tighter fit. So it's really cool, that material that we're using. It's super durable, really strong, because it, in order to pass what they're calling the Mil Standard 662, is what it is they fire a projectile at the lens and the frame that's a 15 caliber projectile doing 660 feet per second. So your lens can't get penetrated. Your lens can't pop out of the frame. They shoot the frame also, and the frame has to maintain integrity and can't crack and shatter and splinter into a bunch of pieces. So it was quite the feat. The material we were using for lenses, when we found out that it would pass all these requirements, which was a side thought, you know, we didn't get it for that purpose. But then when they told us it would do it, we're like, okay, what about the frame? So then we had to go down the rabbit hole of designing a frame material that would withstand it too and marry the two together, which was more R&D. But we got it done, even though it wasn't what we initially set out to do. It just went down that rabbit hole, which is cool because it gave us a whole other market. I mean, people who ride motorcycles, for the jigs and things, it was cool. Like Tony was telling you, where it hits you in the eye or comes back. You know, it was just a good feature to have. So it worked out.
Sure.
And, yeah, really. And then the Mosquito Lagoon is going to be made out of the same material. So that'll be two of them in the Leviathan series.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And now, as far as a warranty type of a situation, what do you guys do as far as a warranty on your glasses?
It's a 2-year warranty. It's going to cover all manufacturing defects and material defects. Scratches, you know, nobody really wants to warranty the scratches. But we do offer lens replacements. So if you were to scratch them up or the dog chew them up or something happened, you can always get a lens replacement. You know, we charge you a little bit, but it isn't too bad.
Wow, these guys in the chat room are cracking me up. We got a guy in the chat room. I'll leave his name alone. People will know who he is when I just call him Mr. Turtle. He can fall out of or flip out of kayaks. But somebody asked about a Mr. Turtle warranty. So I guess if you were to roll your kayak over and scratch him up, whatever. Do they float or do they sink?
No, they don't float because in order to pass that ballistics test, you would have to make the material probably hollow or really light, and it would shatter and crack, and then you would fail the test. You wouldn't be able to take the impacts. So no, it's not going to float, but you can always stick the floating croaky on there and then it will.
There you go.
They sink slow. They don't sink. Tony's back there. He goes, they do sink slow. They don't sink like a rock. Couple of guys say that they fell overboard on the boats, and they're like, I watched it go, and it just kind of real slowly disappeared.
Dude, I lost a pair of glasses off the side of my boat coming back into the port one day, and we were just past the Trident Basin, and I leaned over the side to wash my hands, and I didn't realize my glasses were on the top of my hat. and they fell off, and I just got them, you know. Another manufacturer's glasses, and I watched them start to sink, and I didn't even think about it, dude. I leaped over the side of my boat into the water trying to, like, save my glasses, not thinking of the repercussions of my actions. I turned around when I...
Yeah, be down there.
Yeah, well, not even just that. Just, I mean, I like, dove right off the side. I got two props that are spinning, I mean. But I turned around and looked back in my boat, and at that point I realized my wife, who doesn't know anything about boating, and her cousin, who doesn't know anything about boating, are the only two in the boat. And my 25-foot Stamos is riding away from me towards the grills. And I had him turn the boat around, and he kind of punched the throttles once, and it wasn't good. But, anyhow.
Yeah, if you'd have fell out, then they'd have been sitting there going, hey, how do we turn around to go get him?
Yeah, it wasn't good. But anyhow, what's the price point on your glasses, man?
They're $239.
$239.
So they're not the most expensive out there, but they're definitely not the least expensive. Now, the funny thing about that is we've had some other larger manufacturers come in and take a look-see, and they're really curious on how we can sell them at the price we do for what we put into them. A lot of these other guys, if they had to sell this product, it'd be over $300 a pair. Many different... Go on.
Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, there's so many different ways that you can manufacture a glass, and you can do some things that are like value engineering. There's tricky ways in the industry that you can actually do things on the cheap side so that you can actually use it in your literature, in your advertising. And then there's ways that you can do it that are actually permanent and lasting and tried and true. And a lot of people in the industry will opt for the lesser of the two. They'll say, okay, we can do this, because they have these magic numbers set in their mind. They don't want their product to go over X price, but it has to cost them X. And you can cut corners, and you can actually do things on the cheap. Like, I'll give you a one way. We have a watershed coating on our lens. Now, you can do that a couple different ways. A lot of companies will opt for, like, say, a dip, where they're running it through a solution, and it's sort of like a Rain-X. Well, you can put on your literature that you have a hydrophobic coating, which you do, but it's going to wear off after you clean it several times. You know, it might take 2-3 months, but then your shed coating is gone. Or you can apply it permanently, which means you have to do it in a vacuum chamber, and they have to molecularly bond it to the lens material. And the only way to get it off there is to scrape it off. But it's going to cost you about 5 times more to do it that way.
Right.
So there's many ways to do this. And it just depends on where these companies want to price themselves and position themselves and how much they actually want to get out of a product. So if you're paying athletes huge sums, you've got to build that into the cost of your product. You know, so by the time you get through with all these sponsorships, all these athletes, and you've grown this monster, and you've got an advertising budget that's out of this world, they start a lot of times wanting to do this value engineering. And I don't like it. It's sort of like when you go now to get some ice cream, and it used to be a quart, and now it's not a quart.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? But you're paying the same price, and they're hoping you don't notice.
Right.
It's that kind of thing going on, you know? They're all trying to engineer them cheaper and cheaper so they can make more off each unit and hope you don't notice.
Gotcha. And it looks like you guys don't use any kind of rubber earpiece, so to speak, so that the de-gluing of rubber-type product shouldn't be an issue at all for you guys.
No, now the Mosquito Lagoon is going to have the nose pads, but they're inlaid. They're not glued on. They're actually inlaid into the surface of the nose bed right there. So they're not glued on to anything. Because as soon as you go to glues, it's going to fall off. It's just inevitable. I mean, we've been doing it for 14 years, and one of the problems that drove us crazy was customers coming back in with the rubber falling off of the glasses. It just doesn't like to hang on there with glues.
I got a pair today. I was actually a pair of my glasses I've had for a while that I was wearing today, and the rubber's been coming off for a while, and I've been sticking it back on and coming off for a while. And it's like the last standing soldier, those things, man. But they finally gave out on me. The whole piece of the rubber fell right off the earpiece today, and I was bummed. But
yeah, it can be an issue.
I'm glad to see that you guys aren't doing that on the other two.
It has its pros and cons. Everything you do has a pro and con. I mean, the pro to the rubber is it does help on grip and sliding, but the con is it's going to eventually deteriorate and fall off. So, I would rather make the glass fit properly and have a good fit and not have to worry about it having the rubber fall off and dig into your nose or the ear temple piece with the rubber on it coming off and digging into your head. I'd rather just make it with none of those problems going to occur. That was our philosophy. Let's build a glass that's going to last, that's going to be as trouble-free as you can get it, with a lens that you don't have to worry about dropping it and having your lens crack, as crystal clear as we could get it. I mean, we went top-notch on this. When we were developing this with the engineers that work at the lens factory, at the end of the process, we drove the guy batty. I mean, we started off, he goes, oh, this is going to be great. You know exactly what you want. Well, about 2 months into it, he goes, man, you guys are a pain in the butt because you know exactly what you want. And that was the way it went. But we did get what we wanted. And at the end of it, I asked him, I said, is there anything you can think of that would make this any better? You've been doing this for 20 years. He goes, no, you've done everything I can think of. You've exceeded what I would normally suggest you do. So I was like, okay, we got something. Then Sweet. It was time to take it. And you had to take it and put it on heads.
Oh.
Everybody loved it. I mean, we were wearing it. We've been putting enough lenses on. We've carried every brand under the sun. To when you put them on, you look through them, you can tell if you've got a good lens. But then you have to see in real-world conditions, is it going to hold up? We haven't had a lick of trouble. It's been awesome. It's been really awesome. So.
Good deal. And we're super excited about having you guys come on as a sponsor for the Boondoggle. And
that should be a good time.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about a proposed scavenger hunt of sorts.
Yeah.
you guys still in for that or what?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about it in my head. How am I going to do this? I'm going to have to be sneaky. I'm going to have to get out there and do my thing and get back without knowing, what I was really doing. So, We're down with that. We're going to pull something off.
Cool. Well, basically what's going to happen, folks listening in, you're in the chat room or listening to the live audio feed on your iPhone or on your Android or later on iTunes, basically what's going to happen is there's going to be some sort of a tag, flag, something, and we'll know more about that during the Boondoggle. You know, we'll announce it or whatever, and it will be placed somewhere in the NMZ. I'll just say that. And whoever finds said token, if you will receive themselves a pair of RCI.
Yeah, exactly. It should be a good time. We're going to make it kind of difficult to find. I don't want it to just be sitting out there and look like a race to a flag, but we're going to do something along them lines and put it somewhere where it's, you got to actually be looking and stumble upon it and go, okay, look, I found it. I was
likening
it to an Easter egg hunt.
one of our guys there in the chat room, Wade, said you should put it near Alan's camera and his keys. Because Alan's Mr. Turtle.
Oh, okay.
And he almost rolled over his kayak and lost his truck keys, house keys, and one of his video cameras to the bottom of the lagoon.
That wouldn't be good.
Never to be seen ever again. So,
the coolest thing ever. My son went fishing tonight. I got a 17-year-old son. He just came back from fishing tonight. Man, these kids nowadays, they have it awesome because they've got GoPros. They film everything, and it goes in the water. You know what I mean? It's pretty awesome. Wish we had them when I was younger.
Yeah, right. We'd be in a lot of trouble probably. We were a little bit crazier, I think, then than kids are today.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
Yeah. So cool, man. How long have you guys been doing the business? How long have you guys been in business with RCI?
RCI is going to be a year old February 28th. So we haven't even been doing it a year. But we've been in the sunglass industry for 14.
Right.
So for 14 years we've been selling everyone else's glasses and seeing what's going on and been able to say, well, this is their weakness, this is their weakness, this is their strength. So it gave us a good insight into what's out there and what's being done. But
now, I got another question just popped up there in the chat room. Guys are wondering if you have different colored lenses or if what you get is what you get with the different styles.
No, each style comes in two colors on the frame, and then there's two lens options, and you can mix match them. There's a copper with a sunrise gold mirror, and then there's a gray with an Atlantic blue, and then there's gray with no mirror, and then there's going to be, eventually we're going to do a gray with a silver mirror on it. But as of right now, there's just really three different lenses. You've got the copper sunrise gold. We didn't go with the copper without the mirror because that's my favorite because I'm inshore mostly. Because as soon as you go without the mirror on it, and it's not a heavy gold, it's not a real in-your-face gold. It's a subtle gold mirror on it. But it's just enough to where when you're talking to someone, it hides the eyes. Because
yeah.
copper lenses, notoriously, you can just see right in.
Right.
The gold was really, it looks really nice. It reflects just enough light back off the brown water with that copper lens. That's an insane lens. It heightens reds and greens. Like all coppers, it'll spike red and green. That's why most of your driving lenses you see out there are made of copper. Your red lights and green lights just pop. It's considered a high contrast lens. All your color separation is really nice, really vivid. A gray lens takes all your color and dulls them neutrally. So it's a neutral gray. If it was an equalizer, the bar would be straight across on all your colors. Now, the trick is when you're doing a gray lens and you put a blue mirror on it, to not have it change your hue. And that was a big to-do because a lot of lens manufacturers, when they put the blue mirror on there, like say you go get a gray lens and you look through the gray and you're like, okay, you hold it out at arm's length. This one has no mirror. And you look and you're okay, that's a neutral gray. Now you take the one with the blue mirror and you hold it out next to it, it'll look more of a brown. It changes the hue of the lens and messes it up. So it's really an accomplishment to get the blue on there and keep the true gray. So it's a neutral gray with the blue. So you've got gray without the blue, gray with the blue, and then you've got the copper sunrise gold.
Sweet. Now, are all the lenses the same cost?
Yes, they are. Yep. Same exact lenses. The only difference is the color.
Right.
Yeah. The gray lens is darkest with the blue. It's a 9% transmission. That means it blocks 91% of the visible light. I know we sound like all sorts of sunglass geeky over here with all these technical things, but
that's all right.
Yeah. it is the way it works.
Probably know what you're talking about.
the copper lens is an 11% lens, so it's a little lighter, but you're only talking 2%. People think it's a lot brighter when they put a copper on, but in reality, it's not that much lighter. It's just the way it manipulates light. And the hue of the lens makes you think that it's a lot brighter. So they're both great. I actually have offshore guys wearing the copper, and they swear by wearing a copper lens now offshore.
Yeah, I've never it's funny because when I used to work out at Handler Fish and Supply on the floor there, guys would come in looking at different brands that we carried there, and it was always about, I'm going offshore. I need blue lenses or I need gray lenses. And I'm like, do you really? Are you sure? I mean, he's like,
yeah.
What do you wear? And I'm like, I got copper lenses, man. I just wear them. Like, whatever.
Yep.
I could see a Kobe as easy as anybody else. And in the flats, I'll see a redfish just as easy as anybody else with my copper lenses. So, yeah.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, it really comes down to your personal eyesight. You know, like me, I don't see distance good. So when I put a dark gray lens on, I need that extra little bit of 2%, and I need that color separation that the copper does. You know, so it's just my personal eyesight. Now, other people are just the opposite. They put the gray on, everything looks awesome. They put the copper on, they're like, nope, don't like it. So it's a personal preference more than everybody's kind of been taught. Yeah, blue offshore, bronze inshore. Well, maybe to an extent, but if your eyesight doesn't work well with that gray lens, and you can put it on all day long, and if I went offshore wearing that gray, I'd be going, what is that in the distance? Because I can't see distance good to it. Just me.
Yeah. Stand by. Got to hit a button. It's just that time.
Okay.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yep, and the Boondoggle, February 15th through the 18th at Cars Park in Merritt Island, Florida. I like the sound bite so much that Steve did for us. We'll just keep it on there, even if it's Titusville, cool with it. Any and all information you guys might would need about the Boondoggle, you can check out yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Or you can go on our Facebook page, President's Day Boondoggle. We've got a Facebook page for it, so check it out and let us know you're coming. Looks like a rather large turnout. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're doing a series of door prizes Saturday night. I think we're going to have a pair, at least a pair to give away from you guys in that.
Yeah.
And so someone will be walking away from the door prizes with a sweet brand new pair of RCI optics.
Yep, absolutely.
Killer.
Absolutely.
And are you going to come out, you're going to fish with us, or are you going to just kind of hang around?
I mean, no, you know, we might go ahead and bring out our rods and reels. By the way, this is Tony again. Troy just stepped away. But, you know what? I mean, Troy and I, we're old school, like, hoofers. I mean, we like wading a lot. I mean, that's, like, our number one, like, modus operandi when it comes to, like, fishing. We like absolutely sneaking up on things, just hoofing it barefoot, you know, a couple of trout touts. You know, a pair of pliers in the pocket and just head out, you know.
Yeah, man.
We get broke up. That's, you know, I mean, that's just our, you know, just growing up. I mean, we actually grew up in Merritt Island. So, you know, growing up, I mean, it was like when the surface was up, you know, we get our older brothers and what have you drag us out. And when it was flat or whatever, we'd go out and we'd fish. And, I mean, we grew up in Merritt Island, so it was just easy to hook up with some friends. And Troy actually lived out in North Merritt Island. And, like, that little area right there was, you know, one of our stomping grounds. So, yeah, we're pretty familiar with it. Also, that 10-foot resident gator that likes to hang out around there, too. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, we're probably going to go fishing out there with you guys, that's for sure. You know, I mean, you guys can go do your kayak thing, and we'll hoof it out there, toss a line out there, and see if we, you know, spook a couple things. See if we can go and grab ourselves a 40-inch. That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be real cool. You know, maybe we'll borrow a kayak or two and to, like, you know, get out there. But that sounds like a, you know, sounds like a good time. Yeah, we can all take out the canoe and stuff too. So
there you go.
But
absolutely. Well, cool. Listen, do you guys have any? About to wrap it up. Do you guys have any local dealers here besides yourselves? I mean,
just
do you have
Shady Characters right now? I mean, we're keeping it really grassroots. You know, I mean, our website RCI Optics. .com is still under construction. Unfortunately, I get the dubious distinction of being the webmaster also. So I'm a little, you know, backed up on that one, but I'm hoping to go ahead and get it wrapped up here in a couple of weeks. So currently right now it's just going to be sold, you know, vis-a-vis our own stores. You can go to our Facebook page and it'll have like all the other information as far as like our contact information, which is Facebook.com/RCI Optics. Currently right now for all your listeners. If they want to get involved, we're doing a contest. We always do a monthly contest where we give away a free pair of shades. And as of lately, we've been, like, hooking up with, like, other local manufacturers. Like, currently right now, we're running a promotion with Wang Anchors. And, you know, if people aren't familiar with Wang, it's kind of like a power pole system, but, like, with a manual override, you know. And it's almost $500
worth
of stuff.
We like those Wang Anchors and sticker poles, that style of thing, man. That's big for kayakers.
Yeah, so you know we're doing a little promo with them right now, and basically the promo works out where if you go to facebook.com/Wang Anchor and like them, and like, you know, facebook.com/RCI Optics, and then at the end of the month on the 31st we always have a very unique graphic, and then you go on that graphic and you like the graphic, and then those are the ones in a 24-hour span. On the 31st, from, you know, midnight to midnight. Once it hits midnight on the 1st, it's cut off. And then we grab those people up, and then we pick one lucky winner, you know, every month, and we do that. Don't know who next month is going to be, but that's this month, you know. And a couple other shout-outs we like to get out there. You know, we're sponsoring a couple of tournaments this year. one that's going to be pretty cool for us is Sam Root's Salty Fly Tournament out
yep.
there in Tampa Bay area. So that's a really nice tournament to go and hook up with Captain Willie Lee and Captain Hansen Lau. We're super stoked with the fact that they're going to go ahead and represent Team RCI. And personally, we think we got one of the best ringer, you know, duos out there.
Yeah, I'd say you guys are looking pretty good, man.
Yeah, I think I like our odds. And we're going to
yeah.
be out there. We're going to hang out with people. You know, we want to go ahead and, like, this year it's all about, like, going out and hooking up with people like yourself at the Boondoggle, you know, and a couple other tournaments that we've got going on, you know, and we're going to actually work that one out there in Tampa. So we're going to go out there. We're going to meet people. We're going to shake hands. We're going to put, you know, I mean, faces to the conversations that we've always had, like, over the phone, like, with you and what have you, and just break some bread, hopefully a couple of ales, you know, have a good time, pop the line out, you know, see if we can go ahead and grab a couple of biters out there, see what we can do, you know. So, yeah, we're pretty stoked this year coming up, and I really wanted to thank you for taking the time to go ahead and, you know, have a sit down and chat for a little bit.
Yeah, no worries, man, absolutely. I mean, this has been a few months coming, so we're able to get our schedules in a line and the planets aligned and the moon right and the phases and everything.
It's the third blue moon of the new year, right, or something of that nature. I know
yeah,
it took us. I think we've been working on this for about 4 months now or something of that
yeah,
nature. But
yeah.
I'm glad it all came together
somewhere now.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things. You don't realize how busy you're gonna get until you actually get into the project, and then it's just absolute insanity. You know, as far
yeah.
as like. What needs to be done. So, unfortunately, we thought we would do so much, but this thing's been taking off like just, you know, I mean, like a lightning bolt. It's just been charging and charging and charging. And we totally want to thank, like, you know, everybody that's in, you know, the East Coast lifestyle, the right coast. I mean, just, you know, I mean, the watermen, the fishermen, the anglers, you know, the surfers, the kayakers, you know, the hookers, I mean, the blue water guys, the backwater guys, you know, I mean, everybody that just lives and breathes on the water and just enjoys this lifestyle that we have. I mean, we just want to thank them, and, you know, we look forward to 2013 and see what's up, and look forward to seeing you at the Boondoggle.
Absolutely, man. Sounds great. Now, guys, I want to get a hold of you guys. I know you just dropped the Facebook thing real quick, but phone number for the shop, and drop the website again.
Well, the website is going to be rcioptics.com, and if you go there, there'll be a splash page with an 800 number right there on it. If you want to go ahead and make purchases, that's, you know, one way to go ahead and get a hold of us. You can actually get a hold of our alternate 1-800 number, and that's for opticflare.com. That's our other website. That's 1-800-720-2772. That's 800-720-2772. And that's a good way to get a hold of us. I mean, Facebook, we're always on Facebook, you know. So if they want to hook up with us on Facebook or give us a shout, give us a ring, or just, you know, Google RCI Optics, and all you're going to see is happy anglers and, you know, good praises and lots of numbers on how to get a hold of us.
Sweet. Well, I appreciate it, man, as always. And thank you again so much for your support of the Boondoggle, and we look forward to
yeah,
seeing you.
Yeah, absolutely. Here in no time flat. We'll see you soon. Okay, Chuck? Thanks
all right,
so
buddy,
much,
take buddy. It easy. Yeah, man.
All right,
see
man.
Ya.
You too.
Cool. RCI Optics. I like to support local people, man. You guys are getting it done over there in Cocoa Beach. Shady characters. If you live over here somewhere on the Space Coast or in Central Florida, there's a good possibility that one time or another you've probably seen a vehicle driving down the road with a sticker on it that says Shady Characters. So those guys definitely have a legit sunglass store. And now they just added their own line of shades. It's cool. So yeah, we'll have some to give away in the raffles. Door prizes, my bad. And we'll have a pair to give away and some kind of a crazy Easter egg style hunt. You gotta find them. So there you go. Like Chris said, if you're not shady, you're not legit. Yeah. Man, inside jokes. This guy's got jokes. But anyhow, let's see. It's almost 9 o'clock. The game's on. Kind of whole hour. It's pretty cool. I've got 29 people there in the chat room, and I definitely appreciate that. Listen, guests, there's a lot of you in there. If you want to participate in the craziness that is the chat room, feel free to log in. You can log in using your Facebook page, or you can just set up your own little login there if you want to. I'm going to hit the button again, but first I'm going to hit this one.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
And, talk to me, yeah, whatever. So, I'm like so behind on everything tonight. I'll get to the sponsor stuff here in a minute, but first and foremost, get out there, do some fishing. The weather looks like it's going to warm up. Actually, we might get some rain tomorrow, but we're expected, I guess, the low 80s. So take that, all you people who don't live in Florida. We're freezing right now. Low 80s tomorrow, which is a good thing. If we can continue on this trend of warm weather, we shouldn't have too bad of a winter, and that will parlay into good fishing. So that's awesome. And what else? Let's see. We've got the lagoons are going off. I know that's a fact. Plenty of fish to be caught. There's lots of tailors is the last report I've got from people all up and down the lagoon system. Indian River, Banana River, Mosquito Lagoon, the Motor Zone. It's been good. Lots of trout. The flounder starting to show up a little bit north, up out of Beacon 42 up towards Scottsmore. In that area up there, and then there's just quite a bit of Chris didn't find any fish, so he got skunked. There's quite a bit of from what I understand, snook still cruising around down around by Sebastian. Some big redfish hanging out down there too. Ditch tarpon, I saw that in the chat room real quick. I don't know. I drove a couple areas yesterday to look. I know that there has been some on one particular stretch of ditch, but the typical places where I find them this time of year, I haven't seen any rolling. Doesn't mean they're not there. They just haven't been rolling. With the water, with the air temperature getting back up into the 80s, there's a really good possibility that we'll start to see those fish again. So I seriously don't see an issue with you coming down here, maybe getting on a few at least. But, the 1,000 Islands was a bust for the bite, is what Wade's saying, and that's Captain Wade of the 1,000 Islands. That guy's the mayor of the 1,000 Islands. So if he says it's not legit, don't go, I guess. what else we got going on? Oh, okay, cool. So I got everybody in the chat room here and people that are listening live. If you haven't checked out the Adventure Fishing World Championships yet, do so. I think it's AdventureFishingWorldChampionships.com. That is the the tournament series tournament that's being put on by Native Watercraft. Unlike the other events that are put on throughout the year, you don't have to be a Native Watercraft owner in order to fish in this tournament. You can fish anything you want. They're only allowing 100 teams, two-man teams, definitely going to be heading down that way a few short weeks after the boondoggle. We've got quite a few people, it seems, from the Space Coast Kayak Angler Group that are going to make the trek on down there. Chip Gibson and his son, the clone, are going to be kayak fishing radio team number one. Myself and Senor Pepe are going to be team number two. You got team Captain Alex and team Alan from the Space Coast Kayak Anglers. Those guys are going to be hopefully not beating us, I'm hoping. Gator Dave says he's going to be there. So Team Turtle, I like it. what else do we have? Team Malibu Turtle, I like it.
NCAA. God, this is getting good. TMT team. I'm not real sure what that is. But we've got a whole bunch of folks that are going to be down there. It's going to be a good time. 10,000 Islands, Everglades City, Southwest Florida, basically the snook heaven of all areas in the state. I mean, if you go down to Everglades City and fish the 10,000 Islands and don't catch snook, then you just need to pick up dominoes or crochet or something. I don't think Chris caught a snook down there when we were down there last time, or maybe you did. I don't know. Chris is like all snook, ate up with snook. But it's going to be good, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I think it's a $100 entry fee for the team. And there's lodging down there, the whole bit. I believe it's going to be videotaped. I'm not sure what Native's doing with it. Maybe Gator Dave can shed some light. But should be good. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm hearing talk of an SCK tandem team. Oh, wow. Nice tandem team. Yeah, that's not allowed. So, not going to work out very well. But what else? That's it, really. Should be a lot of fun. This upcoming Saturday, if you didn't already know, we're going to have our first Space Coast Kayak Angler meeting at Kayaks Webo. That will start at 6 o'clock p.m. So if you want to fish all day long, come over. If you want to come over, go to the meeting and then go out and fish. Drive all the way to Jacksonville to fish. It's up to you. But, figure it out. And then the following Saturday, the 19th, we're going to do a big demo day. I'm hoping to see quite a few people from our group show up, even if you're just coming out just kind of hang out with us or whatever. That's going to be from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, just on the other side of, just on the other side of the bridge, Max Brewer. Should be a lot of fun. We're going to have all the brands that Kayaks Webo carries represented. Come out and meet the likes of Pepe and Alan and Wade and Lenny. And, it's going to be good. There'll be stuff to be given away and all kinds of fun stuff. What's Chris talking about? I'll be by myself. Okay, whatever. Other than that, can we bring our fishing rods while demoing the X? Sure. I don't care, as long as you don't take off for an hour and and be gone for a while. What do you think I'm going to be doing in between letting people try out my boats, man? I'm not going to just stand on the bank all day long. I'll be out there throwing a line. No, kidding. But, so if you haven't been to Kayaks Webo, come on by. Today was an exciting day for us. We went over to a local business that is closing, JCPenney's, and we bought some racks from them to hang items on. Those items will be going over into our fantastic new man cave / tickle me tackle / whatever you guys want to call it there in the chat room. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to, it's going to be good. But anyway, cool. That's all I got. Real quick, here's my spiel. Want to thank Jackson Kayaks, of course, Orca Coolers, brand new cooler sponsor. Sitting here staring at my beautiful 75-quart Orca. I'll have that puppy out there for you guys to take a look at, both at the meeting and also at the demo days. And, if you have any questions about it, please feel free to ask me. If I don't know the answer, I'll figure it out for you. But Tackle Webs, Captain Mike Ortigo, and I want to send a special shout-out to him and his family for the loss of his wife's grandfather. And don't forget, Mike Ortigo is going to be doing a bounty, big fish bounty at the Boondoggle. But you have to have a Tackle Webs on your boat. If you have a Tackle Webs on your kayak, you're automatically entered into the big fish bounty. So whoever catches the biggest fish will, from their kayak with a Tackle Webs attached to it, will win a, I think a cash prize or something. But, yeah, definitely tackle webs. Clear your deck for battle and get your fish on, as you would say. And then, yakangler.com, Bending Branches Paddles. Bending Branches has stepped up again this year and is going to donate some stuff to the Boondoggle. Look for that. And then Can We Noodle for Catfish? Sure, Chris. Feel free. But what else we got going down? I think that's it. Yep. Go enjoy the football game. Take a kid fishing. And y'all be safe. I'll talk to you guys next week. Wait, real quick. Space Coast Kayak Angler guys, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a couple of things real quick I want to get to. Don't forget, Kayaks with Beau has offered us 10% off on everything in the shop besides kayaks for club members. If you're not a club member, become a club member. It's on Facebook. We also have a Yak Angler page as well. So feel free to check that out. And our good friend Richard Good down there at Harry Good's Outdoor Shop in Melbourne is stepping up, and he's going to take care of us as well on a discount program for the group. So, Richard has killed it for us every year for the Boondoggle, and looks like he's going to be donating some stuff again this year. So, looking forward to that. And we're going to be bouncing our. We're going to be bouncing our meetings back and forth. We're going to do one at Tom's shop, one down at Richard's shop, back and forth. So, I would say look for our next meeting after this one coming to be probably the end of February after the Boondoggle has passed. But there you go. So, yeah, if you're coming out to the Boondoggle, we will see you then. If you're just now deciding to come, make sure that you call the folks out there at Cars Park and make your reservations. We need to have a somewhat of an idea of how many people are coming. So if you're local and you're going to go out there and you're going to sleep, you're going to camp or whatever, let us know. But that's all I got. Starting to mumble. Love every one of you guys. Take it easy. And be safe. We'll see you next week. And Trey and Logan get to sleep. Daddy's tired. See ya.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Right.